Each morning we set off, always the three of us, Chu, our girlfriend Pity, and I. Pity is Chu's age, and, like Chu, is rather meek and not much of a speaker. Soldiers took her father away, too, so now she lives with her mom and older brother. We first met Pity while gathering water by the stream. We watched her fold her scarf and place it on her head. She was our size, with pretty brown eyes and skin. She still wore the black Khmer Rouge pajama shirt and pants, but her hair was growing out of the blunt Khmer Rouge cut. She struggled to lift her clay water jug on her shoulders. Chu walked over to help her. From then on, she was our friend. Though she lives on the other side of town, she often meets us to gather firewood. I don't mind the task, but I hate having to roam around the woods barefoot. I am wary of snakes. The ground is covered with leaves and branches, so I cannot see what's slithering beneath them. Once, I stepped on something that at first looked like a small brown stick, but then the stick wriggled, squirmed, and slid away. The sole of my foot tickled, sending shivers all over my body. At sunrise, Chu and I greet Pity at our meeting place on the road. The haze is pink today. I rub my eyes, yawn, and adjust the ropes we brought to tie the wood, slinging them over my shoulders. Cradling an axe in her arms, Chu glowers at me for forgetting the canteen. Side by side, we walk into the woods, far away from the displaced people's camp. As I collect fist-sized dry tree branches, Chu bends and shaves the leaves with her axe. As the sun climbs higher in the cloudless sky, we take a break and rest under a tree. But it is February, and the weather is hot and sticky, even in the tree's shade. It cools only at night. I need water. My throat is burning, I complain loudly to the girls.
Me too, Pity echoes in agreement. But we can't leave now. We'll all be in trouble if we don't bring home enough firewood.
Shh, I interrupt Pity, and listen to leaves rustling nearby. Someone's coming. Looking up, we are startled to see a UN soldier walking in our direction. He is tall and thin, maybe 2 feet above us, and dressed in the standard green uniform but without the rifle and grenades on him. The UN raises his canteen to his mouth and drinks from it. Maybe he'll give us some water, I say to the girls. Let's ask him. The girls nod. When he is close, we approach him. He stops and smiles quizzically at us. Water. Thirsty. Drink. I say the words loud and slow. He narrows his eyes and shakes his head. I point to his canteen, and with my hand, I mime the drinking motion. Finally, he nods and smiles with understanding. He then unscrews the top of his canteen and holds it upside down, but nothing comes out. He points to the canteen, points to me, and motions us to follow him.
He wants us to follow him to get the water,
I declare proudly to the girls. In unison, we step forward. The UN turns suddenly around and puts up his palm to stop us. He points to me and waves for me to follow him. Don't worry, I'll bring enough water back for all of us, I say, and I follow him into the woods, leaving Chu and Pity behind.